beat goes on.
We're at the Record Bar right now.
Live entertainment venue, the Truman.
We are live here live at the lovely Riot Room.
The Edlon Theater.
It's at the historic Midland Theater on Main.
At 18th and Vine.
Music, that's our middle name.
The beat from the Tower of Power.
Now, here comes the music.
It's Heartland Homegrown. On the KC Morning Show.
Ben Wentz, Op Radio. It's official, man. This is real. We have an intro, brother. This is a real thing, man.
That's how you know it's for real. When there's an intro involved, what sound shaping has occurred?
The credibility, my friend.
Yeah, let's be real. It does the legwork of the segment. Yeah.
How have you been since we last chatted?
Good week. Can't quite put my finger on it, but I feel like something changed in the last week. And everything just feels bad. You know what? I couldn't tell you what.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yes, my podcast, Op Radio, is now officially part of the Pitch Podcast Network. I'm now officially on the Pitch's new network, and I'm just so excited. You know, I'm all about getting new ears on local artists, everybody at the Pitch. Brock, Stephanie, John, everybody's just been incredibly easy to work with, and I couldn't be more excited about that partnership and what it means.
I mean, Ben, come on. It's local music. You're doing a homegrown show. It's The Pitch. That is our homegrown publication. It makes too much sense, man. It makes too much sense.
Peanut butter and chocolate. It's a Reese's peanut butter cup of goodness. Yes.
Ben, I have a question for you. Where did you play your first local show in Kansas City?
Oh, my gosh. My first show ever was at Antioch Middle School in the talent show. I don't think that counts, though. My first serious show was at Back to Life, which was an all-ages music venue in the Northland. Shout out to my fellow North Kansas City School District pals. And it was all ages, and it was this incredible venue. And I remember at the time thinking, like, whoa, how does this place stay in business without selling alcohol? And then I found out the way they were staying in business without selling alcohol is they didn't. They closed. But yeah, I think even at 15, I was like, they're not slinging whiskey sours. I don't know how they're doing this. Rest in peace, Back to Life. Played a bunch of good shows there.
We are so lucky that every Thursday, Ben joins us on your KC Morning Show. We break down the local music. We break down basically whatever Ben wants to bring me, and we just gush all over KC.
And you know what, Kansas City? You're so pretty, and you sound so good. I'm here to vouch for it.
You promised me some hip-hop, my friend.
I did, and I delivered. We've got this killer young hip-hop scene in Kansas City. There's just so much to be excited about. This is only a little piece of the pie, but I brought three acts today that I just have not been able to stop listening to.
I want you to set the scene, this KC music scene, my friend. I was told a few weeks ago that Kansas City hip-hop is on the verge of doing something not just great, but like special. And it kind of blew my mind. We real good at hip-hop and stuff, man.
We're so good at it, and I think the secret ingredient is community and a sense of team and a sense of, look, if it's this dude's time to pop, we're all going to stand behind him. And that is the blueprint for any good scene. This feeling of, look, a rising tide is going to lift all boats.
Yes.
And everybody is being featured on each other's songs and plugging each other's music. I love it. So yes, it's a largely young, very hungry scene. I tend to find acts more by just being friends with these guys on Twitter. And it's just a matter of time before somebody tweets, you got to check out this guy. You got to check out this guy. It's just incredible. I can't wait till everything clears up so we can do more shows, because the Kansas City hip hop scene is just absolutely going to explode, and the whole country is going to absolutely pay attention to it.
What a tease that
calling
was,
it,
my
calling
friend.
Calling it.
Break it down, my friend. Who we got?
Kai Colors. Kai Colors is 19 years old, just dropped his first full-length record, which is With Love by Faith. There is not a single track on it that is less than fantastic. It is just cover-to-cover hits. And this track, Kansas City State of Mind, I think it's a great introduction to Kai Colors. One of the signatures of the Kansas City hip-hop scene right now is this very autobiographical, lyrical content, storytelling. And that mixed with just killer beats and killer hooks. And Kai Colors might be the absolute perfect distillation of that. So I would love to have your listeners hear Kansas City State of Mind by Kai Colors. I think they're going to be hooked right away.
I was young, seeing homicide. Young, getting traumatized. Damn. Game fell for the rules getting modified. Told my youngin' for the streets, she ain't got to slide. Too many snake ass niggas getting idolized. I don't trust your type, but nuggin' I don't duck the hype. Come on. Cause I'm good from down north of the Ruskin Heights, and it's nothing for me to get a nigga in touch tonight. Aight.
And don't forget, y'all, we have a playlist now. Ben has put together a playlist.
Yes.
All the songs we talk about, and then some, we're going to put on the playlist, yeah?
Absolutely. Heartland Homegrown. It's on Spotify. I'm trying to plug it on the social media handles and all that, too. Constantly updating it. So if you hear a song on KC Morning Show, it'll be added to the Spotify playlist, just in case I said the name too fast, because I do talk too fast for radio.
But you know what, though? You slowed down when you made the plug, and that's the most important part of radio. So clearly you get it. You get it, man. Ben, who we got next?
A'shaun. A'shaun is incredibly talented. I think what's amazing about A'shaun is A'shaun has this sense of himself as a brand. He has started the Swan brand, which stands for Secretly We Are All Nerds. There is so much cool merch. He's got basically Jordan 1s that have his Swan logo on them. They're incredible. And here's the thing. He has the music to back it up. He's not just great visuals. He's great music, too. The track that I want to bring to the table is A'shaun featuring One Bounce. It's called Stay Dangerous. And this particular song, it's hard to put my exact finger on it, but there is something just very current about it. I know that's not the most exciting way to describe something, but it does feel very of the moment. And A'shaun's voice has a very like underspoken, delicate element to it. It reminds me a little bit of like later career J. Cole. But man, the beat on this one gets stuck in your head. And then you can just kind of hear A'shaun's heart breaking as he's being very, very honest and forthright in the lyrics. Just an incredible performance, an awesome song. And I'll be honest, this is the one. I can't stop listening to this track. Stay Dangerous by A'shaun featuring One Bounce.
It's on your KC Morning Show.
Collect calls from county builders, credit fraud. He plotted million, I ain't have a chance. He was born a villain. He ain't go to school to half made a killing. They push dog and he turned killer. His daddy just another murder victim. His cousin died from a shell case. Jumped in the streets, he got a hell date. You can't show love, you could die from it. Block boy, he gon' die thugging. He ain't going no with a big nose like Pinocchio. Catch you lying by him. He gon' fry some, he don't wanna live, so he'll die about it, he don't need no it. Man, he really hurtin', he don't need short. We only thuggin' cause our pain. Ain't no umbrellas for our rain. They say yo, Obama off a change. Dog, we ain't seen shit, it ain't no hope out here. Lord, take it, sell dope round here. Ain't no safe place for us, Lord, you could die out here. I'm hearing gunshots like every day. Tell us,
man, that's so good. You feel that.
Yeah.
It's a perfect blend, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and then when you realize that he has, like, absolutely incredible merch to go along with it. I mean, he is the whole package. He is one A&R guy away from just blowing up, no question.
That's why my young is so inflamed. How could you blame us? I told my brother stay dangerous.
Great segue, Ben. In the new normal of COVID, the local music hustle, the merch hustle, so much of that just went away overnight. If you got a favorite band, a favorite artist, if you can't support them, I know we're going through it, but like if you can do it, try to do it.
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, somebody that you would have gone to see in concert, instead buy their shirt because you went a whole year without seeing them in concert. It, a little bit means a lot to these artists.
Oh, when we get released back in the wild, Ben, I'm going to wear a concert tee to every show. I don't care who's playing.
Yeah, the new style will be like, you know, in the 90s when you would wear like a shirt with a sweatshirt around your waist. Both pieces are going to be of the band that you're seeing. You're going to be required to like buy their shirt and their hoodie. And then wear the hoodie around your waist. Absolutely.
Let us on this Heartland Homegrown, my friend. Let's wrap it up. Who we got?
We've got a big Chiefs game this weekend. So let's go with the Royal Chief. Royal Chief, originally from Kansas City, has kind of bounced around the country and then came back home and is you know, very much representing Kansas City with his name, the Royal Chief. This track is featuring J. Soul. The song is called 100 Miles. Name checks our great Patrick Mahomes, who I know is going to carry us to greatness this weekend. The Royal Chief recently put out this record. It's called Groundwork. It's an EP. Every single song in there is just absolutely fantastic. But this one in particular caught my ear. The Royal Chief featuring J. Soul and the song 100 Miles.
Doubt me. Y'all know how to bring it out of me. Love the niggas who been shouting me out. You other niggas gonna be casualties. On site, no formalities. Long nights, thinking strategy. Long time, they been counting me out. Now I'm banking that y'all don't account for me. I'm taking what y'all ain't allowed for me. Sit back and watch as the legacy grows. I'm on the hunt while you niggas like catch up. When they up the stakes, I go Patrick Mahomes. All of that front, y'all can't be for real.
Maybe 90s maze? I kind of hear some
yes,
of
yes, totally, totally.
I'm into that.
His stuff has a lot of like 90s R&B, like in the backing track. And he's actually, when he starts gigging out again, he's going to have a full band that he's been rehearsing with. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
Oh, wow. You're in multiple bands. What
sure.
are you most looking forward to? Not as a fan, but your first show back on stage. Like, what are you
on
most
stage.
Looking forward to as an artist when you get back out there?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's definitely the first time that I can have that moment of call and response, of audience interaction. I don't care if it's a song I wrote. I don't care if it's a cover. But the first time that, like, I'm singing and I can hear that the crowd is also singing, that moment, that's what I just can't wait for. That kind of just ping pong of souls, you know, sharing a moment. That is the thing that I miss the most without a question. I cannot wait for that to happen again in my life. My body will be very tingly.
Your body is tingly. My body is ready. All of our bodies
yes.
are ready, Ben.
I'll need to do some stretching.
Ben Wendt, co-owner of The Rhino, the host of Ope Radio. Speaking of Ope Radio, what y'all got coming up next week?
I've got some new hip-hop that I'm really excited about. I believe it's either this week or the next week. I'll just tease that the boys from Larson, which are one of my favorite local bands,
yeah.
they are going to be coming on for an interview. And you caught me. My production schedule is maybe a little out of order. It's either this week or next week, but look forward to it one way or the other. The guys from Larson are swinging by the podcast. Very excited about that.
That is how you set suspense, my friend. You know what you're doing. You know
yeah,
what you're
yeah.
doing.
You have to tune in.
And now you can find Ope Radio on the Pitch Podcast Network. There we go, brother.
Absolutely.
It's almost like maybe I should join you over there pretty soon or something.
Gosh, you know, I feel like you should. I can't explain why. It just seems like a good idea. Yeah, I don't know. Ah, that's a crazy thought. Crazy thought.
Ben Wendt, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at HeyShotzi, H-E-Y underscore S-H-O-T-Z-I. And, you know, subscribe to my podcast, please, Ope Radio. I also do a Disney Plus podcast, Disney Plus, plus Ben, plus friends. We're actually recapping every episode of WandaVision, talking about that, breaking it down. So it's called WandaVision Vision. That's the spinoff because I'm bad at naming things.
Or you're really, really good at naming things? Come on.
It's one or the other. It's one or the other.
I did not know you were doing this Disney Plus and Plus. This is amazing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check this out.
Dude, we'll talk off air. You think of your favorite, like, you know, Disney Plus, could be Star Wars, could be Marvel, I don't care. Let's do an episode together. I'd love to do that. Yeah.
Could be Star Wars. Ben, do you know me? Could be Star
enough,
Wars.
Enough.
Heartland Homegrown EP2 in the books.
See you next week.
The KC Morning Show.